Hey guys, I'm Drew.
I'm Farah.
And we are HBC Global Online Pastors.
We're so glad that you joined us for today's message. We hope that it encourages you, builds your faith, and just makes your life better.
Now watch this message, and we'll be right back.
Look at your neighbor and tell him, you are not alone. You say, well, Pastor, that didn't take much because I understand I'm not alone. But today, one of the greatest aspects of God's word, I want you to understand, is the power of agreement. So it's important to know you got people. How many is glad you got people? There are so many scriptures that talk about how we can accomplish great things when we unite with people with a common goal. I love the scripture in Matthew. I don't have this for them to put up, but I love the scripture in Matthew 18, 19. It says, when we come together and we agree touching anything according to God's will, we'll see it come to pass. Do you know what? Do you know why that I live in health? It's because I believe that. You know why you can live in health? It's because you believe that. You know why I live with good things in my life? Because I expect good things, not because I deserve them any more than anyone else, but I believe that it is God's will for every one of us to prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers. Amen? I love the scripture in Psalm 133. It says, how beautiful and lovely it is when brethren dwell together in unity. There's so many scriptures that talk about that. But Satan loves to isolate us and make us feel like no one cares about us, no one is there for us, and that all people want us to fail. But I've got news for you today. That is not true. Satan wants you to believe that, but that's not true. I want you to win, so you're not alone. There's other people in this room and in this community that want you to win. Why? Just because we believe it's God's will for you to be a winner. And that he died so that you could win. Win over what, Pastor? What are you talking about? Win over sin, win over death, win over all of the sickness and disease, win over poverty. You can win over the separation of mankind. Do you know that religion is one of the most separating things that mankind has ever developed? I'm not talking about spirituality or a relationship with God, but I'm talking about religion. Do you know that politics are so divisive and separating in this country? Do you know that just because someone has a different color skin that people want to separate? My good God Almighty, when you get to heaven, there's going to be everybody around that throne, everybody and anybody that has ever accepted Jesus Christ, no matter what they look like, act like, smell like, and if you can't get along with them here. When God is present in your life, you are never alone. Oh, somebody ought to say amen better than that, because that's good news. You're never alone in your life, regardless of the circumstances. His presence provides comfort for you. His presence provides strength in times of difficulty. Anybody ever had a difficult time in your life? Whether you're facing challenges, whether you're facing uncertainties, whether you're facing the moments of isolation, just knowing that God is with you. Now, I know this is good preaching talk. I know this is good religious talk. But I tell you, when this really, really is needed, in the midnight or 1 or 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, when you're sitting in a house all by yourself and your wife has passed away and your children, one's in Oklahoma, one's in Nashville, and one's gone visiting somewhere in that particular night. And I've had more than that one, but I've had so many nights that be there all by myself. And then I'll start thinking about my kids first. I start thinking about them because I'm always praying for them when they're not around. I'm always thinking about them. I'm always wondering what they're doing or where they're at. And not, I don't think they would tell you I'm too controlling, but Don't ask them. But I love them so much that I'm concerned about them and I make myself a part of their life. But then I start thinking about when they're little. And then I start going through that thing. I had one particular night I can think of right now that I started going through this memory cave. And I call it a cave because there wasn't anything good at the end of this memory cave. Have you ever gone through one of those memory caves? And you know, it's not a tunnel. It's not going somewhere. It's a cave because it's going down. And I started going in that memory cave. And I started thinking about Jackie Lee doing stuff like, I wished I had a hammer and I'd go bing. And start thinking about Kenzie. One time we were on Kingston Pike and we had been with some friends. And we had to go to the restroom. So we stopped at this gas station or wherever it was. And we ran in and we said, guys, just sit right here. We'll be right back. Gracie wasn't born yet, I don't believe. But you just sit right here. And Kenzie was in his car seat, and he was so mad, evidently, that we left him. And his brother was sitting there beside of him. And, you know, we got back. And, of course, Jackie Lee, being the good big brother, he wanted to tell on him as soon as we got in the car. And he said, as soon as you guys walked away, he called you a bunch of craps. And it started like that. I started thinking about the good things. And then I started thinking about the loss. And I started thinking about the stuff. And I started thinking about the opposition. And just knowing at those kind of moments to be able to snap out of it, to be able to say, I am not staying here, Satan. I am not going any deeper in this cave. As a matter of fact, I'm putting my spiritual hiking boots on and my I'm getting my pick and shovel, whatever. I'm going to shovel anything that's fallen behind me and I'm going to get it out of my way and I'm walking back out of this. And the reason I was able to do that so many nights and so many times is because I know God is with me 24/7 and he is caring about me. I know that he is as close to me. The Bible says in Romans 10:8, he is nigh thee, even in thy mouth. Faith is even in your mouth. In other words, the words you speak determine the path you take. And so knowing that God is with you will bring a profound sense of peace and assurance. His unwavering love and support gives us a constant source of companionship, encouragement, and hope. Because when you are in a relationship with Jesus, you find comfort in knowing that you are never alone on your journey. Now look at somebody and tell them, you are not alone. Sometimes you need to get up and look in the mirror when you're feeling all sorry for yourself and just remind yourself, you are not alone. First thing I want to tell you today is this. Just because you find yourself by yourself, just because you are by yourself doesn't mean that you have to be lonely. I'm going to say that again. Just because you are by yourself doesn't mean that you have to be lonely. Psalm 23:4 says, even though I walk through the sunless valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. You are with me, your rod to protect and your staff to guide. They comfort and console me. In times that we are by ourselves or when we feel alone, it's essential, absolutely essential to remember that we are never abandoned. Have you ever felt abandoned by people? You'll never feel abandoned by God. God is always with us. God is always offering comfort. He's always offering guidance, even in the darkest moments. We can find comfort in his presence and trust that he walks along beside us, providing strength and comfort. We're never alone. So therefore, we are never lost. We went to Nashville a couple times this weekend, as a matter of fact. And when I leave my house, I've been to Nashville. I mean, we have a house down there. So I've been there literally probably thousands of times in my life. I know how to get to Nashville. Some people got those new Tesla cars that, you know, drive for them. Well, my old Ford pickup can almost drive it on its own. It's been there so many times. But when I leave the house, I always punch in my GPS. Matter of fact, I've got a thing. It says Nashville House. I just hit that. And the reason I do that, it's not because I don't know the way. It's not because I don't know the fastest way. It's not even because I don't know where all the potholes are. But it's because it gives me some information that I need. Some information that changes. Some circumstantial things that might change. It will update me on that. So if I need to go around a certain situation, if I need to get off an exit and go, I've done that so many times over the years. You get off of the Rockwood exit and you end up in Crossville. Why do I do that? It's because there's information that I need for my daily journey to Nashville. The reason I read my Bible every day, the reason I get in the Word, the reason I spend time with Jesus is not so I can be religious. As a matter of fact, religious music, religious activities, religious ritualistic routines would kill a dead man in the graveyard at midnight. There's no use for that in my life. I don't want to be religious. I don't want to look religious. But you know what I do want? I do want to look like Jesus, act like Jesus, and talk like Jesus. He wasn't religious. You don't have to be religious. But there's power in the Word of God that will help you navigate through and around and give you intel that will help you on your daily journey. I'm here to tell you, and somebody needs to look at somebody and tell them, you are not alone. Now, sometimes we are by ourselves, but just because you're by yourself don't mean you're lonely. The next thing is, if you do find yourself by yourself, take advantage of the solitude. Now, I'm going to tell you something. There was some time, I told you about the going into the cave, but also there was some time that I was by myself that give me opportunity to heal. And it's the reason I can be a husband to Heather today that I can. It's the reason I can be a good, healthy father to my children. It's because, listen, I'm not ashamed. I'm not trying to put it under the rug. I loved LaDonna with all my heart. And it was not my plan that she go to heaven. But she did. But I'll tell you what I have decided. And I came to this knowledge during a moment of solitude. Because see, the world's got all kinds of stuff that you can fill your time with. Do y'all know that I watched the entirety of every, binge watched. I never binged nothing until I found myself alone. And then I started at the beginning of Cheers. Anybody ever watch Cheers? I watched every episode. What about Rockford Files? Anybody watch Rockford? I have watched every episode of Rockford Files. Yeah, that the crowd went way down on that one. Now, Heather and I are on Dallas now, baby. Oh, yeah. Who shot JR? I'd like to sometimes. But he's a mean man. But here's my point. In that time of solitude when I was by myself, I began to heal, and I made a decision that even though I hate the fact that LaDonna had to die, I will not live in grief. And here's the reason. The Bible says there's a time to laugh and a time to cry. There's a time to grieve and there's a time to stop grieving. There's a time to be healed. In Mark 1:35, it says, early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went out to be secluded, to a secluded place, and was praying there. Jesus himself sought solitude to pray and connect with God. Listen, it's all right to binge watch your favorite show, but if you find yourself alone, especially if you're a mama and you're all the time going, quit, stop, don't, get in the car, hurry, we're going through the McDonald's, come on, stop, ho, ho. If you hit him again and you find yourself alone, don't try to fill it up with everything around you. Why don't you take that time? I'm not saying you can't do some of that other stuff, but if you're so busy all the other time and you find yourself by yourself, why don't you take a moment and say, God, I just need me and you. I just need me and you to focus on some stuff right now. You know that person over there? You know those thoughts I've been having? Yeah, you know. Nobody else does, but you know. Start working on some stuff. Jesus himself sought solitude to connect with God and to pray. In moments of being by yourself, you can follow his example by embracing solitude as an opportunity for one of the greatest tools that you need in your belt today is the power of introspection. You can look that word up if you'd like to. What that means is you stop looking around on the outside and you start looking on the inside. Because ain't nobody can look at what your heart is going on in your heart, in your mind. Nobody can look on the inside of you except you and Jesus, really. So in those moments that you find by yourself, why don't you do some introspection? Why don't you pray? Why don't you seek some spiritual growth? It's in these quiet moments that we can hear God's voice more clearly and deepen our relationship with him. And let me help you with something too. Praying is not just you talking. Prayer is best, in my opinion, when I have sat there and I have set the atmosphere, because you set the atmosphere of, you set every atmosphere you walk into. Now, you may walk into some atmospheres that you don't have any power over, understand that. But in your house, in your car, in your life, you have the power to set the atmosphere. And when you have set that atmosphere, you've said, God, you're God, and Lord, I love you, and you know, you've done everything to prepare yourself for that time. It's good sometimes just to shut up and listen. Because he will speak. Somebody look at somebody and tell them, you are not alone. The third thing, seek strength in God's presence. Isaiah 41:10 says, do not fear anything, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Be assured, I will help you. I will certainly take hold of you with my righteous right hand, a hand of justice, of power, of victory, and salvation. When you feel alone or overwhelmed, you can find strength and courage in the assurance of God's presence. He promises to be with us. He promises to give us strength. He promises us that he is there in difficult times. Anybody ever went through a difficult time? Trusting in his faithfulness, leaning on his promises, it will always give you confidence. See, faith is confidence in the face of adversity. Confidence that something else exists other than what you can smell, taste, touch, see, or hear. Confidence that the God in you is bigger than the devil against you. Confidence that you will come out with what the word says is already yours. So, when you feel alone, trust in his faithfulness. Lean on his promises, and he'll give you confidence to face any challenge that comes your way. Somebody say, you are not alone. Be thankful. This is the last one. Be thankful for community and support. I'm not doing this just to be a cheerleader this morning, and you don't even have to say a word. I know I ask you to talk a lot. You don't have to say a word on this. But is there anybody thankful for your church family? I am so thankful for my church family. I'm not saying that just because I'm a pastor. You can do your homework on old Jack Midkiff. I've always went to church. Even when I was living like I shouldn't have been, I'd get up and go to church. Why? Because there's something about being around people that love Jesus. Now, I know there's always one or two that you wonder about. Don't be looking around or pointing to nobody. But there's an atmosphere in a community of believers that produces something that cannot be produced any other place. Be thankful for your community. Be thankful for the support that you have. Ecclesiastes 4, verses 9 and 10. Two are better than one because they have a more satisfying return for their labor. For if either of them falls, the one will lift up his companion. But woe to him who is alone when he falls and does not have another to lift him up. Solitude or being by yourself can be beneficial, like I said just a minute ago. But we are also created for community. Surrounding ourselves with supportive and caring people and individuals will prepare you for life that's coming, and it will provide for you companionship. It'll provide for you encouragement. Man, you need to come to Connect Group on Sunday night if you've never been. Whether you attend HBC Maryville or you attend HBC Global, you need to be a part of one of these Connect Groups. I'm gonna be like the scripture when it talks about tithing. Prove me now herewith. I'm telling you, try it. Because there's something that happens on Sunday nights that doesn't happen any other time. Now, there's something that happens on Sunday mornings that don't happen on Sunday nights, so it's all special. But on Sunday nights when we come in here and we meet globally, whichever one I'm talking about, whichever one you're thinking about or talking about right now, when you do that, there's something that happens and something is transferred from person to person. It's called encouragement. And it helps us in times of need. Building strong relationships and being a part of a community like High Praises Church can remind you that you are not alone in the journey of life and that you have others that will walk alongside of you. That's the reason church hurt is a thing, is because the devil wants you to get mad. Have you ever heard of ball game hurt? Have you ever heard of Walmart hurt? I wished I could get that. I love Walmart. I really do. Sorry if you don't. I love Walmart. You can get the biggest bang for your buck at Walmart. And I'm giving free advertisement. But you don't get Walmart hurt. You don't get Target hurt. But you get church hurt. Why is? And it's a real thing. You know why? Because you walk in here needing community, you open yourself up and you're vulnerable, and then people that you love sometimes they're just people. And whether they do it intentionally or they don't do it intentionally, sometimes you get hurt. But you know what? Now, I will tell you, I ain't never been Walmart hurt, but I've been aggravated in the parking lot a time or two. Have you? That's why I started saying, God, I thank you for my good parking spot. Because nobody at Walmart seemed like they want to help you find a parking spot. So I just asked Jesus. But even though I get aggravated at different places, I go back. Right? Don't alienate yourself from a community of believers just because you've been hurt. You're not alone. God loves you. And being a part of community can remind you that you are not alone in this journey of life and that you have others to walk along your side. Somebody say one more time, you are not alone. I wrote a poem to finish today's message. The name of this poem is "You Are Not Alone." In the depths of night, when shadows loom, fear and doubt tries to give you some gloom. Remember this truth. In a gentle tone, child of God, you are not alone. When trials come and tears start to flow, when the winds of life fiercely start to blow, know in your heart and to the very bone, in this journey of life, you are not alone. For the Lord above, in His endless grace, walks by your side to and from every place. His love surrounds you like a radiant cone, embracing you and loving you, because you are not alone. In the quiet of whispers of a gentle breeze, in the rustling leaves of ancient trees, in every moment His presence is shown, whispering softly, you are not alone. When the path is rough and the way is steep, you start to feel like you're in too deep, lift your eyes toward His throne and trust in Him, because you're not alone. So take heart, dear soul. Do not fear, for the Savior's love is always near. In His arms, you have a home. Rest assured, you're not alone. May this truth fill you with peace and light, guiding you through even the darkest night. Because in His love, you are fully known. He will always be with you. You are not alone. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank You, Lord, for this day. I thank You, God, that You promised to never leave us, never forsake us. You promised that You would be with us to the very end. God, I thank You that when that end comes, then You just take us into eternity and we spend our life with You if we've put our trust in You. God, I pray in Jesus' name today that the person that may be listening to me that has been dealing with depression because they're alone, the person that's alone because they have anxiety that makes them stay by themselves, God, I speak life to those people right now. I speak the joy of the Lord, which is Your strength, into their lives. That person that can't come to church because of a chronic or even deadly illness that they're dealing with, and they feel alone. That person that has gone through divorce and is ashamed to show their face, Lord, let them understand that they don't have to be ashamed because You carried their grief and bore their sorrow. But remind them also today, God, that they're not alone. God, I pray in the name of Jesus for that one that may be dealing with fear and be scared. Let them be reminded that they're not alone. God, I pray right now that You would just hover over the one that needs You most. And Lord, that You would just direct their path, and You would, with the power of the Holy Spirit, just draw them to Yourself right now, just like a mama pulling a child to her chest. God, I pray that You would just surround them with Your love and let them know that they're not alone. But they have a family that may not come from the same biological parents, but a family of believers, a family, they may not look like them on the outside, but a family of believers. And God, more than anything else, they have a Father, a Heavenly Father. God, I pray right now that You would just allow Your sweet Spirit to rest over the lives, the homes, the hearts, even the heads of those that feel alone today. In Jesus' name.
That was such a good word, and we really do hope that it made your life better. Why don't you share it with a friend so it can encourage them too?
Yes, and living a life with Jesus is so easy. The Bible says all you do is say with your mouth that you believe that Jesus is your Savior. You believe that in your heart, and you shall be saved. So I encourage you, say this prayer with me. Say, Dear Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Come into my heart. I believe you are my Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. It's that easy, and welcome to the family.
Now we want to connect with you on our socials and on our website. You'll find more ways that you can partner with us.
Thank you for joining us. And now go out and dream big.
Because we serve a big God.